When I started high school, we had to take a class that reflected on the career that we wanted to enter into. And as a ninth grader, I had felt called to the priesthood and wanted to be a priest. But at the same time, when I looked at the income, it wasn't so attractive. Back at that time, when I looked up the income on Google, it said $18,000. And I was like, okay, that doesn't look that great. And my classmates are probably going to judge me like, wow, he's not going to make anything. He's going to not amount to anything. So I decided to, at least for that class, put my vocation on hold and study something else. Now, I was farming with my brother-in-law at that time, and I really enjoyed working outside. So I figured, you know what? I'll do something with agriculture. I'm going to be an agriculture engineer. And that income looked a lot better than $18,000. Rather, it was closer to $80,000. So I at least considered that and thought that I was going to possibly pursue that after high school. Because after all, money brings happiness, right? Money is what we want to get us to be fulfilled, to be successful, to have a lot of stuff. That's what we think will make us joyful, that will make us happy, that will fulfill our desires that are on our hearts, right? The reality is, of course, we know that's not true, right? Money cannot buy happiness. And Jesus points this out very strongly in our gospel today. Woe to you who are rich. All these woes correspond to the Beatitudes as well that come right preceding before them. And so he reminds us that it's not about wealth that brings us happiness. It's about doing God's will. It's about living with the attitude of Christ. A living with an attitude of humility. An attitude of trust in God. And when we trust in God and take time to pray and be with the Lord, we can have confidence that we're doing His will when we pursue it. When we come to understand what is God's will through prayer, and then we do it, we will be fulfilled. That happiness that all of us long for will truly be complete when we strive to do what God asks us to do. Our Beatitudes in the Gospel of Luke that we hear today, according to St. Ambrose of Milan, correspond to the four cardinal virtues. Now, Matthew's version of the Beatitudes is a little bit longer. Luke's here is a little bit shorter. But, of course, both of them have important theological points. And the point that Luke is making today is that these are important for getting to heaven. That is the goal. St. Paul, in our letter to the Corinthians that we heard today, reminded us that the focus is on heaven, that Christ has been raised from the dead so that you and I can get into heaven. We can have hope that a heaven is attainable with the grace of God. And when we live a life of virtue, when we live according to the attitude of Christ, as Christ lays out in our gospel today, we can get to heaven where Christ is. We can be in that place of blessedness for eternity. Not just temporal enjoyment that we get from money here on earth, but eternal bliss in heaven that we get from being completely and totally united with God. So those Beatitudes, he says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Those who are poor in spirit have the virtue of temperance. They have self-control. They're not going to consume all the things of the world, but they're going to use things in moderation and have a little bit of poverty of heart so that they can have self-control, that they can make a gift of themselves to God, to their family, to who they're called to serve. It's easy to be indulgent in the world, right? To not have temperance. We have so many pleasures, so many things that are thrown at us, so much good food, so much good drink, right? It's easy for us to throw ourselves into the pleasures of the world. But the reality is we need temperance to have a balance of life, to be poor in spirit, to be trusting of God, saying, you know what? I don't need that extra thing right now. Rather, I can be generous in this capacity rather than pursuing this pleasure. Blessed are those who mourn. Those who mourn are those who have the virtue of prudence. They realize the brokenness in the world, and that mourns them. They're saddened by the sin in the world. They're saddened by that. And so what do they want to do? They want to make good choices and help other people live in accordance with God's will. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, are those who strive for justice. They give away what they have because they see the need for the poverty in the world, and they see the need to share their things with others. And so they have the virtue, they exercise the virtue of justice and are generous in giving of themselves, giving of their things, giving of their time to others. And so they hunger. They hunger. And in doing so, though, it shows that they're giving and generous of what they have, that they have justice, the virtue of justice, to pursue the Lord and to give God what is His due. And finally, those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness are those who have fortitude. Now, this is a difficult one, especially in our day and age, in this age of tolerance. When we stay strong in our faith and strong in our Catholic beliefs, people will say, well, that's not love. That's not love. You're being mean. You're being rude, right? And the reality is, no, we need to have fortitude. That is, we need to stay strong in the truth of who we are as human beings, as men and women created by God. We need to stay strong in who we are, as the Church teaches us, and be thoughtful, to be loving, of course, but to be loving in the true sense of the word, as God means us, and God created us to love. Fortitude helps us to not fear suffering, to not fear persecution, but to be trusting of God that He will help us through those difficult times in our life. These virtues are cardinal virtues. And what does that mean? Cardinal means hinge, right? Kind of like the gate or a doorway. And who is the gate? Jesus, right? I am the gate, right? He is the gate into heaven. And when we live the virtues of prudence, of justice, of temperance, and of fortitude, we can enter through the gate. The gate will be open for us because it's a life rooted in Christ. It's a life where Christ shines out brightly from us. Now, we're coming up pretty soon, in 3 weeks, on the Lenten season. And you can think about, which virtue do you need to grow in? Which of these four cardinal virtues do you need to grow in? Maybe gaining wisdom and read a book over Lent. Maybe work on justice and being generous in giving of your time or your talents or your treasure to the Lord in a sacrificial way. Maybe fortitude by being more upfront with your faith. Maybe praying before a meal at work, visibly. Having public displays of your faith in such a way that you could be called out for being Catholic, but to be proud of that fact as well, that you're Catholic. Right? So look for a way to be zealous for the faith, to work on temperance, of having self-control, fasting, maybe not just from meat on Fridays, but maybe one other day a week. Growing in that self-control so that you can have control of your entire, of yourself, so that you can make a gift to yourself in love, as we're called to do, not just to worldly things, but to godly things. This Lenten season is an opportunity for us to grow in holiness. It's an opportunity for us to be more united to God. And Lent this year is a little bit later than normal. Last year we were already into the first week of Lent now. But Lent's a couple weeks away. But begin thinking about it now. Because it's an opportunity for us to be united to God. An opportunity for us to grow closer to Jesus. Also this weekend, we have the Catholic Services Appeal Announcement Weekend, and you should have received the information in the mail about this great initiative in which our diocese works to support 20 different ministries. And these ministries strive to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. The money that is raised in the Catholic Services Appeal goes to support our seminarians. It goes to support those who minister to those in prison. It goes to support our hospital chaplains. And it goes to support many other ministries, including St. Vincent de Paul and also ABRIA, Pregnancy Resource Center. And these ministries, though, obviously are do great work, but they need support, they need financial support. And by being generous in the Catholic Services Appeal, you can continue to work on those virtues. Work on being having justice and being generous with the Lord by giving generously to this great initiative. So I encourage you to read the materials, to check it out, and next weekend we'll have our commitment weekend. So today, as we celebrate this Mass, reflect on what virtue is God inviting you to work on. Prudence, that is wisdom. Temperance, that is self-control. Fortitude, that is courage. Or justice, that is giving the other person their due. Because the Lord wants us to grow in holiness. And by growing in those virtues, you grow in being more reflective of Christ. And by being reflective of Christ, you go, make, and teach, and share the good news with others.